chocolate on her tongue, her mind wandered to a better time, home, where Mom would not only fix her a steaming cup of hot cocoa every morning, when requested, but also provided freshly baked muffins or biscuits groomed with butter and homemade jam. It seemed like only yesterday she was waking up in a warm, queen-size bed and smelling the fresh aroma of bacon and eggs or pancakes. Was that yesterday? Thinking about food really made her hungry. She questioned herself, I wonder what a buck would buy. Izzy sipped the hot beverage cautiously and looked around the room. She noticed a young couple in the opposite corner, both drinking the advertised house specialty, chocolate malt. They looked like they were in love, she thought. Sitting by himself near the front door was a young gentleman. She guessed he was about 25. He was eating what looked like breakfast, even though it was about 10 in the evening. She watched him for a while. He wasn't really handsome, but he seemed like a nice guy. He was reading a book with a black cover. What's next? She asked herself. I'm warm now, but how do I get out of this town? Is that what I want, or do I stay here? I don't know anymore. Should I call Mom? No way. I need some place to sleep. I have no money. I need to eat. What a mess. Izzy had never really been on her own before. She depended on her mom for food, transportation, clothing, and especially money. At home, she got an allowance every 2 weeks. $50, she thought, but her $2 was all she had left of that. Suddenly, feeling desperate, she caught herself talking to the stranger, the young gentleman. Sir, I'm lost. I could use a... The young man looked up from his meal, startled at first, not knowing whether to answer or not. Then he realized she was addressing him. He quipped, Miss, were you speaking to me? Timidly, she said, Yes, sorry to disturb your meal. I mean, your breakfast. Well, anyway, Izzy wanted to cry, but couldn't. She laid her head on the table and mumbled, I need help. You need help? The young gentleman replied. Almost cautiously, he continued, What can I do for you? I'm not from around here, but I can give you a ride somewhere, to a motel or something. Do you need a ride home? Do you need something to eat? Eat, she thought. That would be good. Izzy answered, sounding frustrated. I am hungry. I don't know where I'm going. I mean, I need to leave this place, this town. Did you say eat? Where's your home? Your parents? I'm heading north to Healy, near Denali National Park. I don't think... You're hungry. How about some bacon and eggs? The young gentleman seemed nervous about this confrontation. I've been out in the cold for over an hour trying to get a ride to somewhere, anywhere. I'm starving, and I'll take your offer for a ride, if you don't mind, she said excitedly as she wiped away the tears. And the food, just a little, if you're not in a hurry. I've got a dollar to help pay for it. She reached back in her coat pocket and handed the $1 bill to the young man. There's no need for your money. Just order some food. And no, I'm not really in a hurry. Izzy waved down the waitress and ordered the biggest breakfast on the menu, ham and eggs with pancakes and syrup. While they waited for her order, they both sat quietly, not knowing what to say. Abruptly, the young man started. Where do you want to go? Do you know anybody up north? By the way, what's your name, anyway? Izzy seemed dazed and didn't know what to say. Isabella, I mean Izzy. I guess that's what you can call me, Izzy. North? Can we talk about this after the food comes? I'm so hungry. Within minutes, her big plate of breakfast arrived. The waitress set it in front of her, and Izzy began devouring the ham and eggs like there was no tomorrow. Her cup of cocoa had long since been refilled, and she sipped it with a satisfying look on her face. Oh, that was good. Everything was good.